The Apple Vision Pro selling better than expected. No, Wendy's is not going to charge you more for your nuggies. And AMD fixing the GPU that should have been fixed when it launched. Let's get into the hot news, everybody. I'm your Brett host. We're going to be going over the hottest tech news I can find on the internet while you enjoy your breakfast this Thursday, February 29th, 2024. It's a leap year. It's Rare Disease Day because we're on the rarest day ever. And we'll talk about today's video sponsor in a little bit after we talk about what's been a great launch for Apple when it comes to the Vision Pro. It turns out, according to analysts, that Apple has sold more Vision Pros than they were expecting and have revised their estimates to sell more throughout the year. Initially, the original sales numbers were supposed to be between 150 to 200,000 units, and it turns out that it was roughly about 50,000 units higher than that, between 200 and a quarter of a million units, which is not a ton on the greatest scale of things, but that is a base level increase of 33%, which is something that Apple may or may not have accounted for, especially when you saw that the shipping times on this Vision Pro was leading very far into the future. And to also address all of the reports of everybody returning their Vision Pro, it turns out that it has a very standard return rate of roughly 1%. It's less than 1% according to the reports, and that's just sensible. That appears to be within spec for what Apple's expecting. And when people went around asking Apple Store employees, hey, are many people returning their Vision Pros? And they said, it's only the freaking YouTubers, man. And so Apple's revised their estimates that they're expecting to sell roughly 800,000 units of this thing within 2024. And additionally, we're not supposed to get the cheaper version until late next year in 2025. So it appears to be a better success than Apple thought it was going to be. And one of the reasons people are returning this device is because they just don't know how to use it. Up to 30% of returns are just because they don't know how to actually set up the Vision Pro and to work with it, which is intriguing because it is a slightly more complicated experience than your traditional Apple device or any other device that most people tend to use on a daily basis, especially without controllers. So I get it. And what I also get is today's video sponsor. Please watch this. It's an extra special thing for us. That's right, we are excited to launch and have out our Rare Brew coffee. We have our Advocate blend. Everything is launching as of today. We're going to start shipping and fulfilling orders. And big thanks to everybody who pre-ordered over the last week or so as we've been preparing for this. We actually had so many of you pre-order that we had to go back to our supplier and ask them for more coffee because we did not account for the response that you guys have given us for this. If you drink coffee at all, this is going to help to support a great cause with Syngap Research Fund looking to cure my son's rare disease. And we've made sure that the supply chain is sustainable. Farmers are getting well compensated for the beans that they're growing. We're working with a local company to make sure that we can have fast turnaround and make sure that all of this is the way that we would want to do it. And it's not just an influencer project where we're drop shipping you coffee that somebody else on some other part of the country is actually sending to you. This means a lot. It took us a long time to establish this, and it's something that we want to impact the rare disease community with. I think one of my goals eventually is that a large portion of Syngap Research Fund's annual budget comes from the fact that you guys are buying this coffee as well as everybody else who gets to try it. So Rare Brew Coffee launches today, Rare Disease Day. It means a lot if you can check it out at the link in the video description, and you can use code UFD10 to save 10% off of your first purchase. Big thanks to us for sponsoring today's video. But let's get back into the Apple news, because Tim Cook at the shareholders meeting talked about how they have generative AI that is going to be coming in iOS 18. This is something that Apple hasn't really talked at length about. They have been very hush-hush when it comes to just discussing AI and large language models in general. They've been mentioning it here and there, but this is one of the first confirmations that we're getting that it's going to be a significant portion of Apple's upcoming plan. plans, specifically with Tim Cook saying that it will break new ground on generative AI later this year. So we're excited to see where this goes, how Apple integrates it. Will it just make a functional assistant where Siri is going to be useful, or do they have other plans? And we've talked about in previous episodes of Hot News that Apple has bought more AI startups than any other company out there. So it seems like they've been working on it behind the scenes, kind of like the Apple car, but this one is actually going to launch. And Google launching a plan to pay news publishers to actually publish articles that are written by AI. This is part of the Google News Initiative, where they're going to fund a handful of small publishers to put out 3 articles a day, a weekly newsletter, and then some other monthly report of some kind where it can actually write this with AI and supposedly interface with things like government agencies and neighboring news outlets to kind of aggregate news and then write the article so that the publishers don't have to pay real people to actually do that. It's allegedly a 5-figure sum, and it's not quite clear what Google is getting out of this, but Google does say that it's in the early stages of exploring ideas to potentially provide AI-enabled tools to help journalists with their work. But we're likely to see more and more of this happen, especially as it's been announced that Tumblr and WordPress are getting close to signing a deal with AI companies like OpenAI and Midjourney to use all of the data that they've harvested from their users to have it submit for the large language models. So then make it so that these AIs are trained on what the worst part of the internet has to offer. One of the worst products that Apple has to offer is their AirPods Max. For number one, they haven't updated it since 2020 when it initially launched. Number two, it still only uses the Lightning connector. But thanks to a modder, you can now replace that with USB-C. This individual has released several projects showing how to put USB-C on various different things like the AirPods Pro previously. Now Apple has a version that has USB-C, but now they've done it again with the AirPods Max. However, they also published a step-by-step assembly guide for how to do it yourself, as well as your ability to buy the USB-C plug to put onto the AirPods Max so that you can do this at home. Now, this does not enable USB-C audio. You lose that functionality. However, it enables USB-C charging in case that's how you want to do it. It's pretty risky. You have to use a vise and hammer out the Lightning connector that's in the AirPods Max because it wasn't designed to easily come out by the end user, but it's there if you want to do it. And that's how I feel about deals. It's there if you want to buy stuff.
Yo, welcome back to UFD Deals, bringing the hottest tech deals on the internet. Happy Final Fantasy Day to all you guys who are playing, and happy birthday to those of you who have your birthday now once every 4 years. Enjoy it. And jumping on into the deals today, we have this Gigabyte Aorus M2 gaming mouse for only $16.99, making it $23 off. Then we also have this EPOS H3 Pro Hybrid wireless gaming headset, which I think is a phenomenal headset, for only $101.49, making it $178.50 off. And then lastly today, we have the Apple iPad 10th gen, specifically the 64 gig A4 Bionic model, for only $349, making it $100 off. I'm a big iPad guy. I will 100% recommend this and, you know, enjoy it. And with that, the deals are done. You can find these and more linked in the video description down below. But until next time, I'm gonna hand you off back to Brad for the rest of the hot news. Cheers.
Well, Reese, people thought that they were getting a really bad deal with Wendy's because it was announced that Wendy's was gonna implement dynamic pricing models. At specific times of day, you could have a different price for the nuggies that you were trying to buy at the Wendy's establishment. Well, it turns out after the internet lost their collective minds about this, saying, how could Wendy's charge me $75 for nuggies at 2 p.m. when everybody else is getting them? And then there was also memes about using it to sell options and just creating an entire derivative market over how you leverage the nuggie economy. Wendy's came out and clarified that that's the opposite of how it's actually going to work. The highest price is the normal price that you've come to expect and love from Wendy's chicken nugs, but the lowest price is going to be determined by what time of day are you purchasing. So the high price stays the same, but the dynamic pricing model actually reduces the price. So this should be better for customers. You can get cheaper chicken nugs if you choose to rock up at, I don't know, 8:45 p.m. right before they're about to close and nobody else should be there. Kyler? What do you think about cheaper Wendy's nugs?
I want them.
Well, Nintendo wants everybody to stop using emulators. They are suing the developers of the Nintendo Switch emulators of Yuzu for violating a whole host of copyrights and trademarks, saying that it's piracy at a colossal scale, and that without Yuzu's decryption of Nintendo's encryption, unauthorized copies of games could not be played on PC or Android devices, and that is why games like The Legend of Zelda have been pirated over a million times. It's because these emulators exist, they're fostering all of this privacy, and so it is their fault, so they have to take it down. So Nintendo is asking that Yuzu's stop promoting and distributing their emulator software. Additionally, they're asking for an unspecified amount in equitable relief and damages, which will likely be millions of dollars. If they're going to charge them for every single million instances of Zelda being pirated, it's going to be a lot of money. This could also potentially explain why Nintendo hasn't quite gone after PalWorld just yet, because they've been building their case against the Switch emulators in the meantime. This is harkens back to what happened with us here on UFD Tech with Nintendo when we got copy-striked by them for putting Android on the Nintendo Switch. We didn't do anything wrong. We did not violate the DMCA. We didn't get around any sort of protection, technological measure to protect the Nintendo Switch. We just put a different operating system on it. But we got caught in the crossfire of them trying to sue the company who made the RCM jig, who published the exploit, who did all of the work behind it. And so we were part of that. And that seems to be the case. If they're going after something like Yuzu, they could also potentially on YouTube go after anybody who publishes content on Switch emulation, because Nintendo doesn't want you to mess with their stuff. Regardless of how right and wrong it is, Nintendo's gonna do it anyways. And Epic Games saying that they're not sure if they were hacked, because it was reported that 200 gigabytes of data was stolen from Epic Games. However, in response to this, Epic says that there was zero evidence that a hack has taken place and that they've contacted the person who posted this on the dark web, and there's no proof at the current moment as of the time of filming. Maybe it'll get revealed in the future how much of the 200 gigabytes is necessary data that you have to worry about as a user of Epic Games Store, in case you do happen to use it for more than just grabbing free games. I'm not sure. And Elon grabbed a lot of free money when it came to announcing the Tesla Roadster back at the same time that the Tesla Semi was announced, and it turns out that that version is never going to see the light of day. And in fact, Elon says that a better one is going to be coming out, that even though this car was announced in 2017 and was supposed to come out in 2020, don't worry, they have radically increased the design goals for the new Tesla Roadster, and that there will never be another car like this, if you could even call it a car, and that they're going to partner with SpaceX to put rocket boosters on it, and that it's going to come out sometime next year. It'll be there, and that they're aiming for a sub 1 second 0-60, which will be the least interesting part of the new Roadster. Mind you, that if you go over to Tesla's website for the Roadster, you can still reserve the one that they lied about and said was going to come out at some point, and that you could place a $5,000 fully refundable deposit, and then you have to increase that to $50,000 by wiring them an extra $45,000 later on. This is, whoever did that, you gave Tesla $50,000 to just not deliver on the car. You'll get the new one when it happens in 2025, making it 8 years, which, good innovations worth waiting for. And that's exactly what I'm saying about this next product of the Tecno Go, because it's a Steam Deck, but with no screen. In fact, the screen is just a little set of glasses that you put on your eyes. The computer is built into the actual controller. It has similar specs to everything you've come to expect from something like an RG Ally, where it has the Ryzen processor. It has 1 terabyte of storage, 16 gigs of RAM, 50 watt hour battery, but then has the immersive glasses to make it so that that's how you view the gaming setup. They're claiming up to a 215-inch display. We've seen things like this with NREALS glasses or XREALS glasses and various other ones that can give you those 200-inch projected displays on micro OLED. Let me know if this interests you. I'm curious how you think about that. And I'm also curious how AMD thought about the launch of the 7900 GRE, because now that it's gotten more mainstream attention from its global launch earlier this week, turns out that there's a big problem with this card. It can't be overclocked very well, especially if you have anything besides a non-reference version. Turns out that this is a bug that AMD says that they're going to be fixing. Even though this card's been out since July, has been reviewed, turns out that it can't overclock very well due to to a hiccup that's in there, and Hardware in Box talked to AMD, and AMD said that at some point they will be fixing this so that it can perform a little bit faster than it does right now, and potentially get up to more of what its potential is of the 80 compute units that's in this GPU, where it's very close to a 7900 XT. The power's cut down, and the memory bandwidth's cut down, but the actual compute units is very high, so they should, it should be performing better than it is, and it may indeed perform better once the new driver updates come out for this GPU. And I want to see what you guys updated me with on comment response yesterday. We got OBHWG saying, if Apple made a car, they'd probably charge an extra $25,000 just for new rims. Apple expensive. Avian Spy says, Kyler just grittying out of the frame in the most categorically unviable way possible is a flex. Did you hear that? Huh? You flexed on me.
Why?
Because you grittied out of the frame yesterday. Then we got Scotty saying, your face when you said, you mean like a backing for the display? So that the backing helps to isolate and give better contrast? Oh man, that made me laugh pretty loud, and I'm in an office today. I'm glad that was humorous for you. There was multiple people who commented on that. Then Alucard saying, in order to be allowed to make card with NVIDIA chips, the CEOs of each company have to cut away part of their skin and deliver it to Jensen personally. Disgusting. I'm so upset that I read that. Then we got Priam saying, can vouch for NVIDIA's behavior. I interned at a certain car maker which takes chips from NVIDIA. We were just starting work on our own chips for autonomous driving tech when one day, my manager comes up in a meeting and says, guys, there's been a problem. NVIDIA got to know about our project somehow, and their people have started pestering. And we didn't hear anything about this incident since. Anecdotal report, but hey, more people coming out to talk about how bad NVIDIA is. Maybe there's something here, or maybe we will all just continue to buy their stuff because they give us what we want and we stay happy. We got Z-Shrink saying, everyone, tomorrow, holy smokes, delicious coffee is within our grasp. It is now officially launched. You can get Rare Brew coffee at the link in the video description. Check out the Advocate blend. We do have things on the roadmap like a dark roast, potentially even a decaf version. Just give us some time. We're trying to build out our portfolio here. And then we got 24 Concept saying, I'm here for the coffee. That's right. 24 Concept is also the individual who actually made that little promo video that we played at the beginning of the ad spot earlier today. So big thanks to him for making that happen. Appreciate your work, Tyler. And then we got Sid the Geek saying, what is your relationship with South Africa? And I was reflecting on this because I feel like it's such an integral part of the UFD tech story that I feel like people should just know it. But then I'm also now realizing that we are approaching the point where I have been back to the US longer than I lived in South Africa. And that's been bothering me a lot lately. It's been almost 5 years that we've been home, and I'm not happy. We used to live there. I started this channel in South Africa. My heart is still there, and I love that country so dearly. Most of our staff lives in South Africa. I'm now sad. Thank you for that. Then we got Pegasus Omega saying, are you wearing a cricket jersey? I was wearing a Springboks jersey. My guy, that's the rugby team. The Proteas, that's the cricket team. And then we don't talk about Bafana Bafana. Isn't that right, Rekus? All right, that's gonna be the end of Hot News today. Big thanks to everybody who supported us on this journey to get Rare Brew launched. We really appreciate it. And I will be back with more of the hottest tech news tomorrow.